One raw and blistering winter night, a farmer heard a strange thumping sound against his kitchen storm door. He went to the window and saw tiny shivering sparrows bumping into the glass, trying to get into the warmth and light inside. Touched, the farmer bundled up and trudged through the wind and snow to open the barn door for the struggling birds. He opened the door wide, turned on the lights, and tossed some hay in the corner. The sparrows, which had scrambled in all directions when he left his house, were now hiding in the darkness, afraid. The man tried all sorts of things to get them into the barn and out of the storm. He laid down a trail of cracker crumbs, thinking they would follow it into the barn. They didn't. He tried circling behind the birds to drive them into the barn. That didn't work either. In fact, nothing worked. He was a huge alien creature who terrified them. The birds had no way of comprehending that he actually wanted to help. Reluctantly, the farmer went back to his house and watched the sparrows through the window. And as he watched, a thought hit him like a bolt of lightning. If only I could become a bird, one of them, just for a moment, then they wouldn't be so frightened. Then I could show them the way to the warmth and safety of the barn. And then another thought came to him. In that instant, he grasped the reason why Jesus was born. Jesus was born to show us the way to our warmth and safety, our calm and bright. Jesus was born to show us a different way to go through life so we are not beating ourselves against a storm door that's never going to open. So we don't get ourselves lost in empty promises or unexpected pains that come up or the wounds from our pasts. Jesus was born to show us the way while we're in the middle of those moments so our peace can be available to us to guide us through, to get us through, and to see to it that we still have access to our common bright that is right within us. Because there's a barn, a stable, out there for us, all warm and ready to get us out of the cold, harsh storm that's out there. That's what the farmer was trying to do. He wanted to show those birds the way out of the storm. The birds had the right idea, get out of the wet and cold. They just weren't going to the place that would provide that for them. It certainly looked like it could, like it should. It had the lights, it had the warmth, and all the things everyone says will make life better. Compared to the barn, the farmer's house definitely seemed better. But the barn was where the birds were going to find their respite. We do this too, don't we? All the bells and whistles out there get our attention, and we think, well, if I just have this, or this and this, then I'll be set. I mean, look at this guy, and look at her. They have all those things, and they seem to have it all together. And then at some point, we realize those things don't satisfy the soul. They don't give us what we really need. They only fill us on the surface. They don't fill the deeper voids. Instead, they leave us wanting more. So, of course, we go back to the storm door, thinking if we could just have some of that stuff that's in there, we'll be set. And we may well be set with all those things, but we're not settled. Something's still missing. The calm is missing. The brightness of life is missing. And I'm not talking about calm as if nothing's going on and all the messes of life have been cleaned up and removed. I'm talking even in the midst of it all, there is a calm and bright within us that transcends the mess and gives us peace anyway. a piece that says, the barn will be enough. It was enough for the Christ child, and it was enough for the Son of God. It was enough for him, and it will be enough for us. It's not flashy. It's not exactly what we were thinking or what society wanted us to think. It's a barn, a stable, a simple place to lay down and rest. A simple place completely unplugged from the world that says, hey, recharge here. Recharge right here in this place with me, and I will keep you safe and warm. I will give you rest. I will lead you back to that place within that feels at home, that feels good and true and right. The place of calm within that really does allow things to get brighter, that allows us to see the way out. That place in us where the baby Jesus lays down his sweet head. For that's exactly where he resides. His peace, hope, love, and joy resides within us. He came as one of us to live and rest in us so he could help us. Just like the farmer came out of his warm house and walked right into the storm, God came to us as one of us because he knew people needed something holy and beautiful, something calm and bright to get us through. Something more than a pat on the back or, so sorry to hear that. You don't put Band-Aids on gushing wounds, and you don't put empty promises in human hearts. Instead, you put heavenly light into the soul. You put a tiny baby right into the manger of our hearts. You put hope beyond human comprehension in every soul so we can find the light when it's dark and stormy. And then you make the great I am say, here I am. Here I am, right here with you all the time, helping you find your way to my precious stable where you can lay down and rest. What if we lived like we had just been handed a gift like that? What would our lives be like if we accepted the greatness we've been given simply because the one who had the power to give it gave it? It would be like Christmas morning. It would be like we had found that warm, cozy barn after all. So go ahead. Jump in and open the gift God has given you. Come home once again to your gift of calm and bright from God. Amen.
All that we are. And so as the ushers come forward to receive our tithes and our offerings, I ask a special Christmas prayer upon this, that everyone who is in need of a Christmas miracle this season would get it, that our generosity and our service, Lord, would manifest in ways that would bring hope, peace, and joy to this church, this community, and to the world. And finally, I'm going to light our compassion candle. So if there is something in particular that you need a Christmas miracle for, let's lift that up collectively right now.
I have traveled many moonless nights, cold and weary, with a babe inside, and I wonder what I've done.
We prepare to light our candles this evening. I ask the ushers to come forward, and I remind you that as you light candles, it is the unlit candle that is tipped into the flame so that it can be lit. Tonight of all nights, we find our silent night, and we stop and we breathe. And we receive the beautiful gift of Jesus Christ, God with us. And we look for the light that shines in the darkness. For the love of God that came down on Christmas is light in our lives. And the more we let that in, the more it shines from us. And the more it shines from us, the more it spreads. The more the light of Christ spreads, the more love, the more calm and bright we have in the world. I ask you to stand if your candle is lit, as you are able, so we can watch how the light spreads and how it fills this room and this world with God's love. For tonight, all is calm and all is bright. on this holy night, all the stars point to the love that came down on Christmas. Now that love fills us. So take a deep breath. Unclench those tight muscles that have been held in you for so long and relax into your peace and calm. For this is the night Jesus brings us back to our light. Trust it, for it is holy and it is ours to keep. So as we blow out our candles, know the light of Christ has been recharged inside of us and the power of his light is just like new. Merry Christmas, everyone.